Today's devotional is based on Romans 1, verses 1 to 15, and it was written by the Reverend Dr. Stephen H. Shusett. Publishing calendars being what they are, I write this devotional in the middle of the 2020 coronavirus pandemic, meaning that I don't know how the story will unfold. Are these words read with relief over a return to normalcy, or with a sigh, knowing difficulties yet unimagined? For Paul, writing to a Roman church he hoped to visit, the future was no more secure. He knew his mission's intention, but not its outcome, even as he was among the first to articulate what he understood God's desired outcome to be. This present generation today will remember what it means to be set apart. If, for the gospel, this theology of the cross means following the one who laid down his life, which for us includes loving God and neighbor by keeping physical distance. We don't go out, we don't touch even many whom we love. In so doing, or actually in so not doing, we lay down the life that wants to do what we have always done. Sometimes loving one another is best achieved by not seeing one another face to face, but as through a mirror dimly. Yet even then, the Spirit calls us to be with God by being with others. We pray for one another even when we are prevented from being physically present with one another. We share some spiritual gift to strengthen and mutually encourage one another, whether it be greeting a wizened veteran walking in his backyard, singing from a balcony, or group celebrating by Zoom. To you, 2021 Christian, the question before you is whether the lessons of 2020 have been taken to heart or swept into the dustbin of history. Is compassion our watchword? Is creativity still allowed in worship and in mutual encouragement? Or have we already forgotten how precious and appreciated simple acts of love and generosity can be? Let us pray. Holy One, we are indebted to you and to those who have heard you for inspiring us and calling us to the better angels of our nature. Having reaped some harvest, strengthen us with the spiritual gifts necessary to sow seeds that eagerly proclaim your gospel. In the name of the sower himself, do we pray. Amen.